Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Good day. Welcome to Beyond Talk. It is the new show here on Master Griot Radio's official radio broadcast of the Black Economic and Entrepreneurship Development Conference. We have Beyond Talk with the dynamic duo, your brand, media, and personal strategist, Faith Moore McKinney, and the voice of Black on Black Radio, Gregory Merriweather, who's also CEO of Merriweather and Associates, LLC. And they are on the line right now. We are getting into the studio, and we are going to bring them on. And also, we have a special digital drummer spotlight, and this is in memory and remembrance of Jim Newsom. And our digital drummer spotlight for tonight is Greg Greenlee, and he, too, is on the line. So I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I'm your show producer, but we're going to bring on our host, and we're going to get the show started now. So allow me to open up the lines and
Hello,
say hi, Faith.
Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am so excited. You know, this is the time, and you know, my co-host, Mr. Gregory Merriweather, we are so excited to be part of Black Economic and Entrepreneurs Development Conference. This is going to be amazing. So thank you so much for allowing us to share what we have with you.
All righty, well,
absolutely.
Thank you. Go ahead, Gregory.
Hey, Gregory.
Hey. Hey, Jacqueline, I'm ecstatic about it as well. I just think that what we're about to embark on is going to be something that is just so monumental for so many people. So I'm definitely just looking forward to bringing what we bring to the table and allowing others that listen to be able to take something from it. So I'm excited.
All right. Well, I'm just going to give a little background, people, but this will be one of the last times you will hear me. But the Black Economic and Entrepreneurship Development Conference was actually founded by Jason Moore, who's an author and engineer, and I co-produced it, and I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I'm a marketing strategist, so Jason came to me for some marketing to help him. He had an idea for a conference. Now, we all come together under the Urban Tech Fair. So Urban Tech Fair is also a co-sponsor of a partner with the Black Economic and Entrepreneurship Development Conference. Now, this conference is a one-year experience. It's going to happen biannually, and our goal is to launch the conference live on 1 year, and the next year we will have our Urban Tech Fairs. So through the Urban Tech Fair, some of the best minds in tech have come together. And there's one commonality with everyone. They have a true desire, and they're not just the talk-to-talk people, but they are doers in the community. They are advocates for the growth of our community and the strategic growth. So as we put the conference together, we do realize that there are certain areas we need. Economic development, and that's not the same as economic empowerment. A lot of times we speak on economic empowerment, But economic development, those are those plans that they make for cities, for regions, for states, for the whole country, that we almost never are at the table in those conversations. So what happens, we just happen to notice when gentrification comes by, takes over our neighborhood. But those plans have been in, they have been laid 20 years ago. So Mike Green, who he's a journalist with the Huffington Post, and he's founder of a few economic movements, and one of them is Startup America. But they have they put together this movement called Inclusive Competitiveness, and they're showing regions how they can be more competitive if they are inclusive, including in the African-American community in their development. So they started in, I know they worked in Mississippi, and they're working in a couple of the regions. They're doing, going to the colleges. So through their movement, we realized that we need to understand what economic development is and make sure that we're at the table. So in that aspect, we will be engaging our policymakers. And then we have our entrepreneurship development. So we're just launching virtually, and this is the kickoff. This is our virtual launch, Beyond Talk. So you will hear Faith and Gregory. They're going to bring on various guests, and they're going to do these dynamic interviews, and they're going to have the digital drummer spotlight. But what's most important, they're going to give you a call to action every show. It happens second and fourth Tuesdays, and they're going to give you a call to action. Because we're only, the value comes in not that you listen and hear us, is that you take something away. You should be able to take something away that you can implement. Whenever you go to a conference, or you should have something you can implement within 30 days. So you're going to be given a call to do each show by your host. And so it's imperative that you move beyond the talk and you implement and do. And that's the goal here. So we are going to move on, and I am going to bring the hosts on and let them introduce themselves so that you have a chance to get to know them. And so Faith and Greg, you guys take it away.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie. I appreciate it. Well, Gregory, you want to start? You want to let everybody know about what you're doing, who you are, and, you know, I know how fabulous you are, but, you know, tell us a little bit about why you're here.
Okay. Well, I'm Gregory Merriweather. Thank you, Faith. Greg Merriweather. Indianapolis native, and what I do, I have Black on Black LLC, which is a company that pretty much is becoming a media company. But I am the voice of the Black on Black radio show, which is also an online radio show that really started in Indianapolis and has began to grow and grab some national appeal. With the show, we focus on healing, educating, empowering, and developing the Black community. And then also you have Merriweather and Associates LLC, which is a brand and marketing company, just really focusing on, you know, the development of brands, ways to market, and just really helping businesses, you know, like that thing and that niche or whatever it may be, and just bring it to the masses and be able to capitalize or, you know, pretty much strike while the iron's hot. So that's me in a nutshell. I'm just a guy who really loves to advocate for the people. I'm also a person who writes. I write for the Indianapolis Recorder, so I have a column in the paper every other week, and I've just become a voice for our people, and definitely one who tries to kind of play that middle role between politics and neighborhoods and all those types of things. So, you know, if there's something that goes on, I'm one that people call to kind of be that medium that plays that role of saying I'll speak to these people about this and these people about that. And so at that point it's just taking on a life of itself. So I'm just looking forward to bringing what I bring to the table and hopefully being able to continue to help uplift the community.
Absolutely, Gregory. And I'm Faith McKinney. I am the Great Connector here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I have been a personal brand and media strategist for quite a few years. I'm an author of Schmingling, The Art of Being Well-Connected Through Blatant Self-Promotion. And I love to help emerging entrepreneurs, people who are just starting, people who are, you know, maybe a little older, but still want to be relevant and stay in and get their gifts out into the world, you know. And what I want to do is help make it a lot easier for them to do that. And I do that by connecting, by networking, by teaching people how to stand out and how to make themselves known to the influencers of the world. So that's what I do. And in fact, that's how I met Jason Moore. I saw that he had written a book, and this is one of the tips that I use. I saw that he wrote a book, and he had written an article in a magazine. And I reached out to him, and I said, hey, you know, it was a great article. I really enjoyed, you know, I told him about what I liked about the article. And, you know, we connected on Facebook and LinkedIn, and, you know, here we are. So you never know, you know, stay in touch. And I want to offer my tips and the things that I've done and to share with the people, with you know, our people, on how to stay relevant, how to get connected, how to even get at the table. You know, Jackie was talking about, you know, we're out of the conversations a lot of times, and, you know, we need to make sure that we are at the table. We want to be invited to the table, and we want to make sure that, you know, we have our own table. So these are the ways that I know, and these are the ways that I want to contribute. So I appreciate this opportunity, and I can't wait to meet our guest today. So, Jackie, I know you said that was the last time we were going to hear from you, but, hey, I want to hear your voice. Come on in, let us know. So let us know, you know, our guests. You know, I know we've got some dynamic guests. I believe Greg Greenlee, founder of Blacks in Technology, is a dynamic entrepreneur, and I can't wait to hear from him. Tell us what's going on, Jackie. Jackie? Okay, well, I guess she's not coming on. But anyway, so that is what we're doing. I want to know, make sure that our listeners out there know that they can call in. And our call-in number is 646-716-7994. Again, that's 646-716-7994. And you can also reach us on Facebook. And if you want to send in your questions, we can read them on and answer them on air. Certainly do that. Looking forward to hearing and communicating with you. All right. So let's see. And we also want to make sure that we use our hashtag. We have a hashtag. Our registered hashtag is Beyond Talk. So every time you use the hashtag, it tells, you know, everybody on search engines and everybody on Google that, you know, hey, we're listening to Beyond Talk. We want to make sure that you do. It really raises the status of BEADS, of Black Economic and Entrepreneurs Development Conference, which, by the way, is happening September 1st through 4th, 2016, in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I will be there. I'm going to do a networking seminar there, and I'm really excited to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned over the years, and I can't wait. Gregory, I don't think I've told you about the conference, and it's so needed. You know, now, you know, this past week has been really a rough one for America, not just Black America. So, you know, conference just like this will be, it's going to be needed. And, you know, the more I learn about BEADS, or Black Economic and Entrepreneur Development Conference, the more I feel like, wow, you know, this has been here all along, and this is what we need. And hopefully, you know, we'll be receptive of it as a people and say, hey, you know, we can take control of our lives. Let's start
Absolutely.
Doing this. What do you think, Gregory?
You know, I think that when we look at economic, this economic structure, you know, just one of the pieces that stick out to me is that word structure. I think that once you are able to attain structure in your life, I think it streamlines so many things. And once you can streamline things, it's like it's easy to see what's good and what's bad, you know. And then when you add that economic piece, and that is a piece I believe we struggle with. I mean, when you take a community who, you know, who has the dollar, the U.S. dollar only stays in the community for 6 hours. And then you look last year, we made $1.3 trillion and we pretty much gave it all back. And I think that, you know, we have to learn more about economic structure. And another thing, you know, that I've learned is, you know, when we take economic structure and we attach it to politics, you know, we have to look at, you know, whether it be Democratic or Republican, we have to look at certain things. You know, we're the only people that want to, you know, someone told me this and I found it quite interesting. They said, we're the only people that either want to ride the donkey or ride the elephant. We don't use it. We want to stay with it is what was said. We want to stay with the donkey or either the elephant. Other cultures take it and they ride it. They ride it as a means of going from one place to the next. That's why, you know, when you look at our political scheme, you don't see a lot of, you know, Asians, and you don't see a lot of certain, you know, other demographics and races in politics, because they pretty much use it as an avenue to get from A to B. And I think that is something that we definitely need to learn to do as we progress as a group of or as a cultural group.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the roles of the goals of the BEAD conference in Cincinnati is to create a community and foster business partnerships, you know, by providing economic development, education with the context of how the individual impacts local, regional, and national and global economies. So, you know, building that ecosystem for us to create that structure is key. You know,
absolutely.
It's sort of like being we weren't prepared. You know, we're caught with our pants down. You know, we're constantly being caught with our with our pants down. We're not ready for what can happen. So we're just holding on to the donkey or holding on to the elephant. But we're not riding it and using it for our advantage. You know, we're not participating. So, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. We do need to take control. And you know, our guest today will, you know, Blacks in Technology offers so much wisdom and so much insight on, you know, the possibilities that the African-American community has in tech and in the rest of, you know, society. So I'm really excited to hear what he has to say. I've listened to some of his podcasts and, you know, just a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of just ideas on how we can improve and also a glimpse of what is possible. Beyond living paycheck to paycheck, which so many of us do. Which is not normal. You know, how many Asians do you know are living paycheck to paycheck?
Not many. I think we have Greg Greenlee actually on the line. Greg, are you there?
If he's been unmuted. Hello? Greg?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Hey.
How are you?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
Oh, great. I'm so excited to have you. Thanks for joining us on Black Economic and Entrepreneurs Development Conference Radio, our premier podcast. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I definitely appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Now, I've listened to you. I've read some of your bio. It's outstanding. Can you just give us a little bit about, you know, what you're about, what some of your goals are, and, you know, what you want to share with us here on beads.
Sure. As you said, I'm Greg Greenlee. I'm the founder of the Blacks of Technology Organization. We're a professional platform, technology focused community and media organization. We really focus on sharing and featuring the stories of people of color in the tech industry. We've been around for about 6 years, and we're really about, you know, building this community and giving the people within our community an outlet to share their stories, share their experiences, but also engage with one another and create this this community-like atmosphere that at the time when I first started this, I couldn't find anywhere. So I'm also a DevOps engineer. So that's what I do for my day job. And my other job, I run Blacks in Technology.
Mm. Wow.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Go ahead.
And, you know, Greg, just really hearing that, you know, when I remember reading the article not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
about Blacks in Tech. And, you know, when we look at companies, I think it was like Google, Facebook, Twitter, things like that. And it was
right.
like less than 1% is Black.
Right.
So tell me what has been the disconnect between Blacks and Tech?
So, and this is strictly my opinion about
sure.
what I see in the industry, and but the numbers at Google kind of always. What's a good way of putting it? I don't look too much into the numbers at Google, because there's thousands of other people of color in tech across the nation that have jobs at other companies. So
sure.
To me, the numbers are always, let's put it like this. There are a bunch of people of color in tech that have jobs, right? And if you we're already a small percentage of the population in this country, and
sure.
then when you factor in that we're a small percentage of the number of people going into computer science degrees and things like that, I wouldn't expect that number to be that large, because we're spread
sure.
out to begin with. So for me, I don't read too much into it, because I know I interact with people every day who are people of color in technology, who just, you know, they just don't work at Google. They might work at
gotcha.
Microsoft. They might work at HP. You know, they might work for small startups. They might work for, you know, companies that are not even considered technology companies. Now, that's not
mm-hmm.
to say that Google doesn't have a problem with hiring diverse talent. Surely they do, because still they still have close to 70% of their technology talent are white males, right? So there's still something there to be said. But at the same time, you know, I really try to focus on bringing a community together, so that people know that technology, a career in technology, is an option for them, right? Because
sure.
the disconnect that I see is that we don't have a very strong support system when it comes to that. Now, that's changing because of all the different initiatives that's happened over the years, the different
mm-hmm.
organizations that have been popping up. You've got, you know, organizations like BDPA, you've got Code
mm-hmm.
2040, you've got Black Girls Code, you've got Hidden Genius Project, you've got Black Founders. There's a Black Founders group here in Cincinnati, Ohio. So there's
mm-hmm.
all these different outlets that didn't exist anymore that's making the awareness part of it come to light. And that support system is starting to be established. But, you know, I see the disconnect there as we just don't have enough of it, right? When for example, me coming up in technology, I didn't have a community to fall back on when, you know, I needed to know how to possibly progress my career. I didn't have a mentor, a person of color who looked like me that I could go and talk to. And you can find that problem for a lot of people coming up in technology. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to start. They don't know how to proceed. And for those who might not even have given technology a second or third chance, right? So now they're in the middle of it, and they don't know whether or not technology is even for them, because they don't see people in technology that reflect, you know,
right,
themselves. So mm-hmm. that's a huge disconnect. And then, of course, the educational piece is a huge part of it, not having the facilities and the resources within our schools. But even those that do, for instance, a well-known high school here in Cincinnati, Ohio, called Walnut Hills. And my wife had she had a cousin that attended that. Now, Walnut Hills is within the top 100 schools in the nation, so it's a very reputable academic school. And my wife's cousin went to that school, and we had a discussion one day, and he was telling me how he at one time wanted to get into technology. So I asked him, like, kind of, you know, what stopped you from getting into it? He said one day he went to a computer class that he signed up for. When he went to the class, there weren't any black people there. There were no black students, and the teacher wasn't black. And when he stepped into the class, he said everybody kind of looked at him as if he didn't belong. Now, that's not to say that that's how they really felt, but, you know, that can definitely be an uncomfortable situation. Or not such situation when you walk in and everyone kind of looks at you and you get that feeling of, oh, do I really belong here? Right. And he said he turned around and walked out of class and never returned. That was an opportunity missed. Right now, mm-hmm. Should that happen? No. Should he have stayed? Possibly. But the reality of it is that type of experience happens to a lot of people, and it happens not in just high school. Even when you get to college, there's a huge, as far as the number of students, especially minority students, that stay in a comp sci type of degree program, and a lot of it is because they don't have that support system behind them. They don't have other people pushing them and motivating them and keeping them in tune and just giving them that support.
So what kind of ecosystem do you feel that Blacks in Technology could be a part of that could, you know, eliminate some of these feelings of, you know, feeling like a misfit or feeling like we don't belong in certain situations?
Right. So I'll give a little bit of history so you can kind of get some context of where I'm going with this. When I first started Blacks in Technology, it was really just a passion project of mine. It was, which it still is, but at that time I really didn't have any high expectations of what it was going to be. And the initial idea came from me attending a technology conference, a Linux conference here in Columbus, Ohio, and just not seeing us being represented either as participants or as speakers. And my thought was not I didn't shake my fist at the air and say, you know, hey, you know, Linux conference, you know, how come you haven't brought any black people here? I guess my approach to it was, this is a free tech conference. There's a lot of knowledge here to be shared. There's a lot of people and networking to be had. How come there aren't any more black people here? Is it because they're not aware of this technology conference? Is it because there's a comfortability factor that's involved with it? What is it? And I wanted to kind of seek out what the issue may be. And so my thought was, well, maybe it's just maybe it's an awareness thing. Maybe they don't know that this type of technology conference exists. And maybe, you know, if we had a community, right, that could mm-hmm. could raise awareness around these different type of tech conferences and meetups and things like that, maybe that would cause more people to be engaged and to attend these type of conferences. So that was my initial thought. I saw it as a problem, and I said, hey, you know, I want to try to be a factor in getting more people to come out to conferences like this, because it's one thing to be at a conference and talk technology to people of different ethnicities. I can do that all day. But mm-hmm. the one thing that kind of lacks there is just being able to have a connection on a deeper level, right? When you have common experiences and common backgrounds, things like that, it makes that experience of attending the tech conference a lot richer. And for some selfish purposes or selfish reasons, I wanted more black people to be there for that reason. I wanted to be able to walk past a black person. Hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing? You know, hey, you know, how are you enjoying the conference? Yeah. So did you, you know, about this social issue or maybe about this music or this sport or anything, something that, you know, that we relate to and we can talk about. So, and that's what led me to embark on building a community. I thought if we could bring a community of people together, that would help, you know, this whole situation. So Startup Blacks and Technology, at the time, I thought maybe I'd get maybe 100, 150 people to join the community. And to me, that would be success for me, right? I get 150 people talking about technology, you know, sharing our experiences and our knowledge, and I'm good with that.
Wow.
But it grew, and it kept growing, and I kept pushing it, and it grew organically, and now we're over 2,000 members nationwide, and even some international. I looked the other day, and we had about 10 or 15 people that are from Africa, and there are some people, you know, on the site that's from UK, and we have a growing Slack channel where we're almost near 600 members, and that's, you know, people just coming in and meeting other people from different areas in the United States. Some people from overseas are within this in the Slack channel, and so, you know, my whole thing was to build community, something that I've seen other cultures, I see other organizations. So if, you know, you look at Linux, you see the people within that are part of this, you know, Linux community. You see information security, they're part of this information security community. And I thought, like, hey, you know, that's how they disseminate information amongst each other. That's how they build a knowledge base amongst each other, and they share things. And wouldn't it be great if we had the same thing, and we could build each other up, and we could share knowledge with each other, share how to progress in your career? That would be great. And that's what I sought out to build, and that's what we have. And it's not just the community aspect. It's, you know, it evolved from just being a community to being an outlet for to feature people of color who are in technology. Because when you look at all the technology media outlets out there, they're all majority white. You look at the Tech Crunches, you look at all the other online technology magazines, they're majority white. I even seen, you know, all the podcasts that I listened to back then, all white, all guests, all most, I shouldn't say all, majority white, majority white guests, majority white hosts. And there is no reason, at least in my mind, that we shouldn't have podcasts out there, that we shouldn't have video shows about technology out there, that we shouldn't have a technology magazines of some sort that features spotlights people of color in technology, because the internet is the biggest media outlet there is. So if there are a ton of us that are in tech, then why aren't we, you know, doing this? Why aren't we putting together these programs? And now it's definitely progressed since, you know, we started doing that. But that was, you know, the main premise of why I started Blacks in Technology and what we're doing right now as far as spotlighting and featuring people of color. I like to say that we're really trying to focus on motivational and inspirational stories. So, you know, we have, we're doing Startup of the Week now. We've been doing that for a few months where we're featuring startups that are led by or founded by people of color. We have our podcast, which we've done close to 100 podcasts now. We constantly feature stories and articles about people of color in tech doing amazing things, whether or not it's an organization that have similar visions and missions such as ours, or it's, you know, a person who's, you know, just doing amazing work in technology. We try to inspire people to look at technology seriously as a career option for them.
Absolutely. I loved your podcast interview with Melissa James. With the tech connection. She was just amazing. So I want to make sure that our audience knows how to get in touch with you, Greg Greenlee. How do we get in touch with you? What's your Twitter handle? What's your email? All of that.
Yeah. So the website is blacksintechnology.net. And that's spelled just how it sounds, blacksintechnology.net. That's the main website, and there's a sign up. Membership is free, so it was never my thing to want to create another barrier for people to be part of a community. So I kind of, you know, took from the free and open software movement and just wanted it to be free, right? We don't need another barrier for us to want to engage and be in this field. So it's free to join, right? And then that gives you access to our forums. You build a profile. You can connect with people, inbox people, things like that, similar to what you do on Facebook. So that's the main site, and then you know, from there you can you know, listen to our podcast. You can, you know, view articles written by people of color in tech. You can, you know, check out any type of we partner with a lot of different technology organizations for free sponsor passes to technology conferences. So you'll see all that information on the site. You can check us out on Twitter, and we're at Black in Technology, and that's BLKINTECHNOLOGY. We're also on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Blacks in Technology. There is a LinkedIn group where we're about 2,700 members there. So just search on LinkedIn for Blacks in Technology, and you'll find us there. You can contact me, Greg, at blacksintechnology.net, or, you know, any general inquiries, you can email us at contactus@blacksintechnology.net. And what else? One more thing. I'm forgetting. I can't remember it. But, the Slack channel.
Facebook, right? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Facebook and the Slack channel. The Slack channel, if you check out our site and do a search on our site for Slack, you'll see the invite, because Slack is an invite-only forum. So you have to, we've automated the process. So all you have to do is fill out the short form, and you'll automatically get email your invitation to the Slack channel. So just do a search for Slack on Blacks in Technology, and it'll bring up that invite form.
Fantastic. You've got a great website. And Greg Greenlee, founder of Blacks in Technology, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and take a little break, our first break, and you're listening to Black Economic and Entrepreneurs Development Conference Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back, Beyond Talk, with Faith McKinney and Gregory Merriweather. Gregory, are you here?
I am here.
All right.
I'm not sure if we had another caller. I know we were actually waiting to see if we had our next guest on the show.
Okay, maybe Jacqueline can let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually Jason, but it's called Dropped Again. He's out of town. He's been listening in. he dropped again. Maybe he'll come back on. But as we close out, I did want to do, just say, first, thank you to Greg. You know, Greg is just dynamic. And I want to give everybody a little background. Like I said, we all came together under the Urban Tech Fair. The Urban Tech Fair was an idea founded by Jim Newsom. I'm the chairperson, and Jim unfortunately passed on from stage 4 brain cancer last year, last September. So, you know, as a chairperson now, I'm the person running the Urban Tech Fair, but talking about community, it created this just dynamic community of people in tech, and I don't necessarily consider me a person in tech. I know a lot of technology, and I'm always called on for tech whenever I'm in corporate, but it's just awesome, the people that are in our community, and this is just not shared. I mean, rocket scientists. Just dynamic people, and whatever we need, there's someone who makes it or can do it well with already within our own network. And, you know, Greg is just one of the people. Again, that's where we've all connected at the Urban Tech Fair. And Jim Newsom, he's been sharing tech online since the 70s.
Wow.
Now, you know, that wasn't the thing to do. And he called himself the digital drummer, and he started out with a Yahoo group. You remember the Yahoo groups? He started out that way, and his newsletter was called the digital drummer. And that's what everyone came to know him as. So it's, like, really special to kick it off with Greg. Greg is also one of our media partners with the BEEDC. Now, I did want to share with everyone, I don't know if you noticed, but the BEDC, we are not going to do our live conference until 2017. We did not receive the full sponsorship that we wanted. So that's why this virtual launch is really important, because there are many things we're working to accomplish. And one of the things we said Beyond Talk, we really want to go into production. And we're going to be working with actually Greg on some projects. Greg is helping us in development of the app. The app is a tool that we'll be using with the BEEDC to bring all of us together. We have various channels. So if you want to go into technology, if you want to go into the cottage and creative industries and how to do business better, we have Bonnie running that channel. Education. Well, Bonnie Sandy runs the Cottage and Creative Industry channel. Bonnie Bracey, she's going to be heading up the educational channel. And there's just so many dynamic people and the various different groups. BDPA, Blacks in Tech, they all have their own channel on the app, because the one thing the Urban Tech Fair does want to be is a resource. And like you, Greg, Merriweather, the Urban Tech Fair is acting as the connector, because that's the one thing we have, you know, all of this policy, great thought leaders and technology and all of these various things. They're in one area. They have one group. Then you have the everyday person. And then a lot of times these movements come out, and we've had all kind of programs that come to the community before, but they haven't been able to fill up until the coding, I think Black Girls Code and all. These were some of the first groups that actually were able to get to the real community, to the everyday people. And that is, like, just so imperative, because for our, you know, youth to be able to take advantage, the parents have to be educated on what's tech. Like, nowadays, your kids might come home and their homework may be writing a video game. But, you know, that back in the day said, you know, you come home to, and you trying to do a video game and trying to tell me that's your homework. No, it's not. You better put that game away. But literally, that could be their homework now. And so, you know, the parents and the community have to become acclimated to actually what is tech, what is technology, how many forms does it take. You know, when we talk about STEM, these are some general terms, science, technology, engineering, and math. But what does that mean to the everyday person? You know, a lot of things fall under science. You know, a lot of things fall under technology. And in engineering, that's a term we hear, but the average Joe is not going to be able to give you a definition for an engineer. So that is where the Urban Tech Fair comes in. We want to showcase. You know, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. But we want to show people. We actually create a 30-day fair that will go into a community, use a local commercial carter, African-American commercial carter, if we can find one that's in our community, and put up a 30-day Wi-Fi cloud where people can come out, and then they had an opportunity to engage all these different technologies, what it is, ask questions, bring the museums together, demonstration, all of these various different things, so that we're connecting the tech community and the thought leaders. And then what the conference does is bring that, again, the conference wants to act as a connector to bring the everyday community to the entrepreneurs. So it's great to have this education, but if you're not connecting to the community, and then we say recycle the dollars, like you said, Greg, you know, the dollar only goes around so many hours. But ask the everyday person to visualize what that really means, and they really can't. They haven't, you know, they know you're saying it's not working, but what does recycling dollars really mean? You know, I need a visual in my head. So, you know, we're starting out virtually with the radio show. Then we're going to do our solution cast once a month. It'll start this month as well. And our solution cast, we'll be producing that for the Urban Tech Fair. It's a series they started. And, you know, everything is framed around a solution. You know, there's a problem and we're going to have a solution for it. And the panel of experts come together to offer up solution. And, you know, these are just, you know, dynamic panels and thought leaders and information you just are not going to find everywhere. And so we begin those once a month this month. And our virtual series will go through the end of the year. And we're shaping for the entrepreneurship development. We're shaping right now. The framework is Christmas in July. Right now, all of our businesses should have their plans for the holiday season. People begin shopping, right? 40% or more people begin shopping online in September for the holiday season. Once they start looking, you need to have your campaigns and everything out there so that they can add you to the list. If you're waiting for September to get everything together and waiting to launch your campaign in November when people are starting to buy, they've already made their list. You know, the Internet, again, gives them access to various prices, deals, people trying to get the best they can. People are saving up money so that they, you know, they're putting away money every time. So we want to talk about how do you get that plan together so that you can be ready to launch your campaigns in September. So what kind of partnerships? Partnering with banks, you know, showing people how they can save money to make sure that they have that set aside and just various different things that you need to do to be prepared for the holiday season. So I just wanted to, you know, share that, give that background. And but, Faith, you will also have the opportunity to present through our solution cast. We really want our presenters to be our solution cast. They're going to be the guests on the radio show. So that we're still offering that education And we just want to shape it in ways that people, there's greater retention. And again, that implementation, that thing that we're going to give people, like, you can take this, and if you do this, you'll be able to actually have a real strategy that you can implement, not just, you know, get excited and are like, wow, this is great, and then you get home on information overload.
Right, and, just like you do with regular conferences.
Yes.
You go and you get really excited, but you don't have any real actionable plans. There's nothing really to that you can really do. So I'm really excited that you said that we'll be able to have action and we'll be able to take action with the tools we're going to get from the conference.
Yeah, so we do want to do a call to do. And one thing that you said, our next call to do will definitely be around Christmas in July. So listeners, just, you know, prepare yourself. We definitely want you to join, like our page on Facebook, and it's the Black Economic and Entrepreneurship Development Conference. You can search out Beyond Talk, because that's our hashtag, as well as the radio show. We're on Twitter, BEED Conference. And we're probably also, I think, on Instagram under that. We have a Periscope handle. But we'll start doing a Periscope. We'll come along with the Solution Cast. And the website is beedconference.com. And if you page all the way down, that's where you'll see, also you'll see Blacks in Tech. You'll be able to click on there and to see all your wonderful radio podcasts. BDPA, again, is one of our media partners. As Greg was saying about the video, BDPA has excellent video shows. It's called PPTV, PP or PTTV. It's technology TV. So BDPA has a great show. But if you page down to our media sponsors, you'll be able to click on and get to these great shows, great information. And you'll also be able to sign up with the email list. But what Faith mentioned is that hashtag. So
that's right.
This is this is the one to do. This is your to do, everyone. Listen, you can always, after our live, you'll be able to get the show on demand on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Blog Talk. But what you want to do is every day, check your Twitter or check your Facebook for what's trending. Now, on your page where you bring up your profile on your Twitter, you'll see trending hashtags. I want everyone, until the next show, for the next 2 weeks, at least 5 days a week, to do posts that has a trending hashtag along with your branded hashtag. So, say if we do Beyond Talk, we'll also add into our post one trending hashtag. So, and then you, on the trending hashtags, what you do, you click onto them and you'll see conversations, almost like, just like a Twitter thread. And you can engage people in conversation. But your one to do is for the next 2 weeks, at least 3 to 5 days a week, and hopefully more than once a day, but you can use your Hootsuite or your buffers to schedule. But you want to make sure that you're using the trending hashtag for the day along with a branded hashtag. Does that sound good, Faith and Gregory? Because you guys are both into marketing.
Yes, that sounds perfect. And easy to do. And, you know, it'll help you with your SEOs and all of that. So, perfect.
Okay, what do you think, Gregory?
I'm with it 100%. I agree.
Okay. So, you know, Wade, we're going to just close this show out, and I'll just do it for this time, but you guys will do it from now on, but I want to hear from you. First, what is your hashtag, Gregory? What's your brand hashtag?
My hashtag is hashtag Black on Black.
Yeah, right. and faith?
My hashtag is hashtag connect with faith.
All right. And Greg Greenlee, what's your hashtag?
The hashtag that we use for our podcast is BitTechTalk, BitTechTalk.
All right. And Jason Moore, what about you? You have a hashtag?
No hashtag yet for me, no.
Okay. So,
hashtag USA, I guess.
Well, you should have said hashtag BEED conference.
Well, we already know that one. We already know that one.
Okay, so now, so what I'm going to ask, and this will always be our closing session, and what we'll do, we'll start with you, Greg, and then we're going to go to Jason, and then we're going to go to Greg Merriweather, and we're going to close out with you, Faith. You have 30 seconds. In the whole world listening, you know, what wisdom are you going to part us with?
Wow.
No pressure.
I guess, you know, would be help the next person, right? That's, to me, what community embodies. When I think about, you know, community, I think about the resources when that community, I think about the different, the people within that community and how the people within that community nourish the community in order for it to grow. And in order for us to grow in this technology industry, we have to help each one another achieve our goals individually and as a community. So, I mean, that's the one thing I would say is help the next person. You see somebody and they have questions about their career or how to get into tech or, you know, whether or not they should even think about tech, help them out. And help bring them along and bring them into the fold and come join the Blacks in Technology. There's plenty of people here that can help with that.
Wow. Okay.
That's it for me.
Great. Jason?
Hi, yes. Again, I just want to thank everyone for coming together to help produce such a spectacular show. I'm just very excited, you know, about the whole entrepreneurship and community building that we're doing out there. And I want us to keep pushing and pressing forward to help make a difference out there. I know in our communities especially, we need a lot of mentors and mentoring going on to really, you know, help things get to the next level. So I'd like to see that keep pushing forward. And that's all I really have at this moment.
Mr. Merriweather?
Yes, I am. I would just say to be your authentic self. I think that, you know, there are a lot of things that we can take on, a lot of personalities. There are a lot of things we can involve ourselves in. Things that, you know, there are people who live a life and they never do the things that they want to do in life. And so I would just say to be your authentic self as you go through this life, because it would be tragic to die not being who you really were meant to be. And I think that once you can find your authentic self, the opportunities are limitless. So I would just stress that to everyone to be your authentic self.
Great.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to just reiterate that it's all about relationships. I know Gregory mentioned that, you know, it's you know, how we relate to other people and that we're not in this alone. There's a whole world that we need to be a part of and that we want to incorporate and use our gifts. So it's all about relationships and you know, working with each other no matter what it is we do. And I'd also like to thank everybody for joining us with Beyond Talk with Faith McKinney and Gregory Merriweather. Thank you so much, Jackie and Jason and Greg Greenlee, our guests. For joining us here today. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
All
right. Thanks a lot.
Excellent.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Do the same. Thank you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.